Hi, my name is Andrew Connell, and in this brief video, I'm going to walk you through the Office 365 Development Patterns and Practices sample, Provisioning Cloud Async. In an effort to help customers address the most impactful and useful scenarios, the Office 365 Development Patterns and Practices group has created a number of code samples that complete common customer scenarios. The code is published in a public GitHub repository located at https://github.com/officedev/pnp, and it contains solution packs of content as well as sample packs of sample code that has been reviewed by the Office 365 team and blessed as a recommended way to approach these different scenarios. This sample demonstrates how to create site collections in a self-service fashion in Office 365 SharePoint Online. There are two pieces to this sample. One piece is for submitting a request to get a site collection created, and the other piece does the work of creating the site collection. The request portion is implemented as a provider-hosted SharePoint app. Once the app is installed, when a user clicks on the app, it takes them to the homepage of the app's remote web. Here, the user fills out a form, selecting the type of site collection, title, description, and the desired URL, as well as an email address to send a notification to once the site is created. The request is saved to a list within the app web in SharePoint. The other part of the sample is a console application that can be deployed anywhere. Its job is to connect to the app web and look at the list of requested site collections. It then walks through all the requests and creates each site collection using the specified parameters. Once the site collection is created, the console app sends an email to the specified address that the site collection is now ready for use. The console application can be deployed to Microsoft Azure and scheduled using the Azure Automator or Web Jobs to run at a desired interval. Or it can be deployed on-premises, and Windows Tasks can be used to schedule the execution of the console application. Let's see the sample in action. Now let's take a look at the demo and the solution for this project. What I've done is I've opened up the solution, Provisioning Cloud Async, inside of Visual Studio that you see has got two projects here. I then went ahead and changed the SharePoint app project to point to a developer site in my Office 365 tenant. I'll go ahead and click Start and fire this project up. Once the app installs, it'll take me to SharePoint, or prior to the app installing, it'll take me to SharePoint and prompt me to trust the app for the permissions it needs. I'll go ahead and click Trust It. SharePoint will now go ahead and install the app for me. It'll then take me to the home page or the start page for the app, which happens to be the default page on our remote web. Here we can go create a brand new site collection. Now the way the sample is set up is that as I create these different sites or as I create these site requests, these site collections will be created, the site collection requests will be added to a SharePoint list inside of my host web. And I'm going to have to use a separate process to create this. So here we'll just say team, I'll give it a name as a sample site 01. We'll call this one Office Dev PMP 10. And an email we want to use to be notified when a site's been processed, I'll go and put my email in there. And some description for the site. And then I'll go ahead and click create. There we go. We can see that the site request has been set up. So let me go over here to the site, over to my host web, and we see here I have a list called site requests. So here's the request that we see. It's listed a template, the description, the email we want to use, all of that stuff. The second part of this project is a console application. And this console application is going to do the work of actually creating the site. What I have to do is I have to pass in the URL of the site where we're doing all of our testing. In this case here, it's site 4. The name of the list that contains all the requests, and then the client ID and secret for the app. Well, those are going to be inside of the web config in our remote web for the site that was already created. So let me go ahead and go grab those. First, we'll grab the client ID. And we'll paste that in. And then I'll grab the client secret. And I'll go ahead and save my changes. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and start this little console application. So what this project is now doing is this console application is connecting to my SharePoint site, connecting to that list, retrieving all of the requests, the site requests, and then it's going to process them and create new site collections. If I come back over here to my site and refresh the page, what we should see now is that we see that it's listed as starting provisioning. The console app is still running, but it has changed its status to starting provisioning. In a few minutes, the site collection will have been created, and then once it's created, it'll send an email to me. So let's take a look at the code, and let's see how this was implemented. If I come over here to the app manifest, we can see that this is a provider-hosted app, and the start page is pointing to the default page inside my remote web. Furthermore, we can see that I have given the tenant full control permission for this app. All right, so the start page is the pages inside the pages folder. This default.aspx doesn't really do anything special aside from just creating a form where I can pass in some information like specify the template that I want to use in creating the site, the title of the site, the base path of the site, the URL, and an email to use for the notification. All the work is really going to happen behind the scenes over here inside of the code behind the default.aspx file. So let's go ahead and let's skip past the pre-initialization and page load. The only thing this is really going to do is add in a list of all of the different templates that are available to us. I'll then come over here and look at the create button. What happens when I click create? What this does is it checks to see that the request list is present. So this ensure request list is a method that we have a little bit farther down inside the same file. And what that's doing is it's using the client object model to check and see if the list actually exists. This is another internal method. If the list does not exist, it goes ahead and creates the list and uses all of these different fields to create the list. That's a little bit beyond the scope of what I want to cover in this video here. It's just pretty much just creating a standard list inside of the SharePoint host web for this app. So this ensures that we have our request list. Next up, we're going to get a reference to the current SharePoint user. This then is going to call a method called add a request to the queue, passing in the SharePoint current SharePoint site and the email address of the current user. So let's take a look at adding a request to the queue. The nice thing about this method is there's really nothing fancy here from standard CSOM work. You're getting a reference to the SharePoint list that we just created or verified was present. And then I'm using the list information creation object. What this is going to do is allow me to create a new list item inside of my SharePoint list. Now, if I was doing this in a fully trusted code, I wouldn't need to create this extra list to go create these different requests. Of course I could, but I could actually create site collections from fully trusted code without having to go through and set up one of these little request processes. However, another option that I could do to make it a little bit more asynchronous and friendly in a fully trusted code implementation would be to create a list as you see here. I wouldn't have to use the CSOM. I could just create the list using a elements file, the element manifest for a list instance inside SharePoint. And then I would just add list items to that list. I could then create a custom timer job in fully trusted code that would then process this list and create site collections asynchronously. But in that case, we can only do that stuff in fully trusted code, and we're trying to do this in the app model. So here, what you see is I'm creating a new list request, giving it a title, the URL, the template, description, all the fields you just saw a second ago, and then saving my changes. Last but not least, after I've added the request to the queue, it then changes the active view of the current page. The current page has a different view here to show the status of what we just requested. And then it also updates that little status page to be all the information we just passed in. That's what this solution looks like. The other solution is the console application. So again, you saw with the app.config, I had to go in and change the ID and the secret for the app that was created when I went through and installed the app, and then also specified the site in the list where those that request list was going to be created. If I look at the console application, the way this is going to work is it's first going through and getting a reference to the current realm for the site that we're using. So that would be my SharePoint Office 365 tenant. It then is going to obtain an access token for just the app, not for the user, but just for the app itself. I'm doing that by grabbing some of the values out of the web config, the client ID and the secret. So then I'm going to create a SharePoint client context using the CSOM, using that access token. I'm going to get a reference to the SharePoint list that contains request that we looked at that I mentioned a second ago. And then I'm using a CAML query to get a list of all the different items that have a requested status for a site collection to be created. Then I'm going to walk through each one of those different items. I'll get a reference to that specific list item that you see here. I'm going to verify that this item, after getting it a second time from SharePoint, I'm going to verify that his status is still requested. This is just in case we have multiple instances of this console running. The creation of site collections can take some time. So I don't want to grab a collection of all of the items that should be created, only to find out that the second time I come around, another process is kicked off and has already created that one. So I don't want to try and create it twice. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to update the list status to be provisioning. So you saw that we are the status of our item changed to provisioning to show that the item was currently being created. The site collection was currently being created. And then I call a function here called process of creation request. And then marked it. Once the item has been created, I'm then going to update the status to be the site collection is now ready, and I list out that it was created, and then I'm going to send the email out. So let's take a look at these different methods. So the first one here is process the request. So here what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a reference to the tenant administration URL. So I'm getting a reference to the site where we're actually trying to, where it contains all the lists that we're going to create, or all the site collections we want to create. And then I'm getting a reference to the tenant administration URL. And then I'm getting the realm of my Office 365 tenant. And then I'm also getting an access token for it as well. Once I do that, I get a SharePoint client context specifically for an administration context. Now, the admin, there is no such thing really as an admin context. What I'm essentially doing is just getting a client context using the access token for this app. And if you recall, this app has a permission of full control on the tenant. So it kind of sounds like I have an administration context. I'm then going to come down here and get a reference to create a new site collection. So these are site creation properties. What this is something coming from the CSOM object, or the CSOM provided by Microsoft. I'm specifying the URL, the owner, the title, the site, the template, and the storage quotas, as well as the sandbox quota as well. I'm then going to start the creation of the site. So I have this new object called an SPO operation. I'm going to call tenant.createSite and pass in the site that I want to create that we just created up here on a previous line 95. Then I'm simply going to say execute the query, and it's going to go through and create the site. This is going to wait to see if the process is complete. So while it does, it's going to loop right here every 15 seconds to check to see if the site collection has been created. Once the site has been created, I get the URL for the new site collection. I then, again, I'm going to get a new client context specifically for this new SharePoint site. And then I change the theme of it to orange. Now, this is not necessary. It's just something to show that once the site's been created, we can do some extra work on it. Last but not least, what you can see here is we're creating a new email that we're going to send to our user. So we can specify the email it's coming from, and then we can go ahead and just send the email. What you would then you would need, though, is you would need to have some sort of a setup here to figure out where's the email going to be sent, what are the credentials, what server are you using, and those sorts of things. That's not something that we have in this console app, but that's something you would normally set up for your own environment. So that's how we can create a nice self-service site collection creation process for Office 365 customers. And again, to get the code for all of the Office 365 Developer Patterns and Practices group, make sure you go to GitHub at github.com/officedev/PMP. If you want to discuss these different samples, ask questions, and interact with the team, they have a dedicated group in the Office 365 technical network in Yammer. Just go to yammer.com/ITProNetwork and look for the group called O365 Dev Patterns and Practices.